The Zen of Gentlemen podcast is brought to you by Beastly Beard Care, a company based in Woodstock, Illinois. Now let's get real for a second, gentlemen. No one, including your lady, likes an inchy, coarse, or shaggy beard. And what Beastly Beard Care does is provide superior quality beard products made in small batches that will promote healthy growth, soften, and give that beard a remarkable shine that you will love. And did I mention it'll smell great in the process? Hurry over to facebook.com/beastlybeardcare, and once you're there, give them a like and follow the link to their website so you can see for yourself all the great products that they offer. Now, when you go to checkout, add the promo code FREESHIP, and we'll take care of the shipping costs for you. We're also brought to you by Armstrong's All Natural, a company based in Brooklyn, New York, that has been making the highest quality leather care and skin conditioning products since 2014. They carry a large assortment of salves, waxes, and balms to keep you and the things that work hard for you in perfect running condition. They keep production environmentally friendly by sourcing only natural ingredients from local family farms that use sustainable farming practices in order to produce the purest handcrafted artisanal products. Everything they do is designed to give you, the consumer, the best buying experience possible, even down to the packaging that is recyclable or compostable. Now, it's very easy to find them on Instagram. Just search Instagram in the search bar for Armstrong's All Natural or visit their website at armstrongsallnatural.com. Now, when you get over there, use the code word Zen at the checkout and receive 15% off your entire order. Now, one more time, that's armstrongsallnatural.com. All right, guys, enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Zen of Gentlemen podcast. We're your guide to being a perfect gentleman in an imperfect age. This is your source for discovering the gentleman within you. Listen in as we share with you tips to becoming well-groomed, well-mannered, and well-trained in the lost art of virility. Let's take the journey together with your hosts, Chris and Dan.
Back to our wonderful and faithful fans at the Zen of Gentlemen podcast. As always, I'm your host, Dan, along with my very good friend, Mr. Chris.
Dan, how's it going? How's it going, everybody else? Good to see you again.
Well, metaphorically.
Metaphorically, yeah. Metaphorically. it's good to talk to you again.
Yes.
One more time. Good to talk to you all again as well. We hope that you enjoyed last week's show that was on style.
I feel that's going to be something we go into more later.
I think we're going to dive into it on each show, to be honest with you. That was our last show was about style. We gave you some tips on how not to look like a douchebag.
Yeah, I feel that's the best.
That's probably how not to look like a douche. That's probably should we just name that show.
Rule number one: no affliction.
I think when we do the podcast posters for that week, we're going to just like, how not to be a douche. We should probably do that.
It's going to be the name of the episode.
Yeah, how not to be a douche. That was a really good episode for us. It was kind of short, but it was definitely some good tips on there, you know, about sunglasses and, rings and shirts and suits and stuff. So make sure you check that out. Also, real quick before we get going, as you heard in the beginning of the show, we do have two new sponsors. That's Beastly Beard Care out of Chicago, Illinois, and Armstrong's All Natural. Make sure you head over to their Facebook pages and their Instagram accounts and their websites and go check them all out. They really have some great products, and we're proud to be a part of what they're doing. We're really happy with it. They're two really great companies. They're up and coming, and they got some really great things.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to I mentioned it on the last episode, but we're recording this one right after that one.
Basically,
so yeah. I still haven't had the chance to use the leather care kit that they sent.
But they have, like I said, they have all natural balms and waxes and salves. They have all together kits where you can buy like shoe shine kits and whatnot for boots. Then Beastly Beard Care too. You can go to beastlybeardcare.com and you can get a whole lineup of all of their stuff there too. They have their beard wash and their beard oil and balm and stuff. Really great products. And we're really, like I said, we're really proud to be a part of what they're doing. So anyway, we're going to jump into this week's show. You know, both feet first, you know, balls deep. Oh, I can't believe I said that. Balls deep. It's like, oh God.
It's okay. We all get embarrassed to plenty of things.
Yeah, it's all right. It's like, I want to say it's my Wi-Fi password, but
we'll have to just remember about next week's episode.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Okay.
Don't want to spill the beans on that.
Nope, not
all that and more on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
No. So this week's episode is about beards. And not just beards, but beard life, beard culture.
And Incredibeard.
Incredibeard. You're going to bring Incredibeard up. I don't know much about it. But what we're going to do about this beard thing is we're going to bring up kind of what to do when you're first starting out getting a beard. You decide to what you want to grow one, what to do. We're going to give you some tips on, I probably will because I've.
You are to the extreme with the beard. I pretty much just
Let it grow. Yeah.
No Frozen references.
I didn't say fro. I said you let it grow.
I was joking. Okay. I'm very bad with my beard care. I use beard oil and that's about it. I use
so bad
shampoo on my beard.
Oh my god. Are you serious?
I don't have time to properly maintain my beard as good.
What
as
do you
I
mean properly maintain? You buy the stuff just like you do shampoo, and you don't. All right, you're talking pages have been revoked. You're lucky you're one of my best friends, or else I kick you out of my house. But anyway, we're gonna give you some tips on when you start out having a beard, what to do when you start getting, you know, it's starting to get full, get thick,
get beard drift,
which is I haven't really gotten because I've been.
I get it.
You get it real bad.
I get very bad dandruff too, though. So
it's because you use shampoo. You know, I'll tell you how to get rid of that. If you want me to? Okay, we'll go through it. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you how to get rid of that, and you're going to thank me.
I'll take some notes.
Courtney will thank me. I know that for sure. So, but we're going to go over some tips, and then we're going to talk about beard life a little bit and why people think it's stupid and they think it's the mullet of the 21st century.
What?
Yeah, you haven't heard that?
No.
Oh my god, I heard people tell me that a bunch of times. So you know it's the mullet of the 21st century.
Right? I'm glad no one's ever told me that because I'd be dropping a stunner on them.
No. Again, first thing, do you realize that beards have been around like for a very long time? Like mullets
are incredibly long time.
Mullets have been around, but like not like that, you know.
So commonplace for warriors in ancient Greece to have them up until Alexander the Great.
Yeah, and then like all through the 1700s, 1800s.
The greatest king of Ireland, Brian Boru, would swear by his beard.
Yeah. So anyway, let's just go hypothetically. You don't have a beard yet. You're thinking about growing one, and one day you just wake up and be like, you know what? I'm going to grow it and see what it happens. Okay,
Ben, this one's going to you.
Ben,
one of my friends that listens to the show.
Ben, what's Ben's last name?
Bailey.
Oh, he okay. I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah, he's
thinking about growing it.
I hope he is.
I hope he is. All right, well, Ben, Mr. Bailey, Ben Bailey, like the
Ben Bailey,
like the taxi cab guy.
I never realized that.
That's the same guy. That's a new taxi. It's not Taxi Cab Confessions, but it's like what's that game show?
You
know what I'm talking about?
It was Cash Cab.
Cash Cab. There you go.
Oh my god!
You got something to grab on now, don't you?
Oh yeah.
You're the Cash Cab more. Guy. You're the Cash Cab guy. So anyway,
the red lights challenge.
You know, Chinese fire drill all there. But anyway, so I went off to a weird place. this is about beards. Say you woke up one morning and be like, you know what? I'm done shaving. I don't want to do it. It sucks. It hurts my face. I have sensitive skin. I break out. I'm growing a beard. And I want to be a man now. Okay, now, first, I got a bunch of things to go over here. This is not going to be a really long episode, but we'll get through it. First thing is, okay, you're going to have to realize that just because this might be your first time trying to grow it, you might have to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to start 5-6 times.
Absolutely.
The one I got now, this is number 9. Okay, it took me about 9 times of me growing it out to a certain length. And you're like, no, it's not coming in right. I don't like it. Or I've had trimmer incidents.
That's why I don't trim my own.
Yeah, it's bad. It's better. We'll go over why you shouldn't do that too. So don't be afraid to start over for one. Okay, it's not a big deal. Like you tried. Okay. Now, the biggest thing here with beards is the absolute biggest thing is patience.
Yes.
Okay. It's not going to grow. You're not going to get an Incredibeard in a month. You're not going to get it in 2 months. You're not going to get it in 6 months. And you're definitely not going to get it in a year. Mm-hmm. It takes time. Just like the hair in your head has to grow, your beard on your face has to grow. And it just takes time. It takes effort. It takes continuously thinking about it. I know it sounds stupid, like it's just hair on your face. But as we mentioned last week, think about it this way. You've been conditioning and shampooing the hair on your head since you were a baby, right? And however old you are now, and I mean, at the very least, you're in your 20s, okay? Or maybe late teens, early 20s. So think about it. You got 20 years of doing all that to your hair, and now you're going to grow a beard and expect it to look like the hair on your head after 3 months. It doesn't work that way,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So patience is probably your best key. Just know it's going to come. The more you take it, the better care you take of it. The beard is going to come out. Okay, there's no magical elixir to make your beard grow faster or thicker. It comes down to genetics. If you don't have them, you don't have them.
I was able to grow an almost full beard when I was a sophomore in high school.
Well, I couldn't do that because I was a late bloomer. But
I couldn't really start growing until I was in my early 20s, I think. But like I said, everybody's a little bit different, and like it comes down to genetics. It has nothing to do with testosterone level. It has nothing to do with that, okay? I mean, I've seen guys who have zero testosterone, like because of, you know, either steroid use or they have something physically wrong with them, that still grow beards. It's something that's it's just how your hair grows.
I mean, and the patience is, I feel, a really large thing. I've been growing my beard about 2.5 years now.
Yeah. My, you trimmed it back a couple times.
Oh, too. Yeah, I trim it often.
Yeah.
But it's about down to my clavicle.
I want to go for Civil War general.
Like I want to go for Gandalf. Like, I've determined I want to grow my beard out, and when it starts graying, I'm going to stop cutting my hair, too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to grow that back out.
Just fuck it, right?
And I'm going to go full wizard.
Obviously, I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't want to know you if you didn't do that. But
I do have a white hair in my beard, too.
Oh, my God. I found a couple. Like Heather found a couple of mine the other day. I was like, oh, my God, no. So mine's about 8 months so far. You know, I take really good care of it, as Dan knows. Now, most people think when you start growing your beard that, oh, I got to wash it all the time. I got to put shampoo in it. I got to buy beard wash. Okay. Yeah, it's okay to buy beard wash. Okay. Those are meant to design out to take the oils out of your beard. They're made specifically for the coarse hair that comes out when you grow a beard, because it's all going to be coarse. It's going to be kind of thick either way. But stop washing it. Just stop washing it. Like, seriously, stop washing it.
Now, why?
Because
I hear this a lot, and I've never found
is I don't I'm when I say it, it doesn't mean I don't put water through it. Don't stop using soaps like shampoo. What it's going to do, it's going to dry the skin out underneath your beard, because you need those oils to keep your face hydrated. That's what they tell you to put beard oil on. It goes down through into your hair and onto your skin, and it keeps you from getting beard druff, as we like to call it. You don't have to condition it all the time. Like, condition it maybe 3-4 times a week, maybe every other day.
You should with your hair.
Just like you should with your hair, condition it. Just the regular, regular conditioner will work fine. Condition your beard and then wash the rest of your body. Let it sit in there. Let it work. And then when you get done, before you get out of the shower, rinse it off. Now, what I do, this may sound kind of weird, but I was kind of skeptical of it at first, and I saw a buddy of mine do it. I'm just like, you're out of your mind. You know, you're just crazy. What are you doing this for? He uses apple cider vinegar to wash his hair and his beard. And the reason for that is because he had a lot of dandruff on his head. And he tried that Salsa Blue stuff, you know, all that crap. And it never worked. None of it worked. And it was really bad. I mean, he was to the point where, I remember when we were kids, he had it. And, like, he wouldn't want to come to school because it was so bad. It looked like he had lice. I mean, it was just really bad. And he suffered with it, and he just wore ball caps all the time, shave his face, and no way you'd see it. So when we got a little bit older, he told me about using apple cider vinegar, and I always thought he was just nuts. And then I met up with him probably about another 3, 4, 5 months ago, something like that. And I can't remember. I saw him out, and we were just bullshitting, drinking. And he told me about what he does now. He never uses shampoo. I'm not telling you not to use shampoo, but what he does, he takes 2 cups of filtered water and 5 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, not the clear kind, but the unfiltered raw stuff, and you mix that in there and you pour it over your head while you're in the shower and pour it. And he has a beard too. Pour it over your beard and then just wash your body like you normally would, and then rinse it out. It changes the pH of your hair and conditions the skin underneath without drying it out. So then when you go to add your beard oil, you're just making it better. You know, you're rehydrating again. But you can buy a good beard wash, regular, you know, shampoo, like a higher end shampoo will be okay. Don't buy like the, you know, the 97 cent one at, you know, Walmart.
See, I'm still a sucker because I always took good care of my hair. So I use Aussie.
Oh yeah. I go between that and like Dove usually. I use like a Suave body wash because I just like the scent of it. Stop washing it maybe once a week. When you get in the shower, rinse it through, put some warm water through there. Make sure you get any, if you got any food particles or dead skin or anything like that, or, you know, hairs will come out either way. Condition it every other day with a higher end conditioner. That'll help. If you're getting beard druff, I recommend using the apple cider vinegar. Do it 2 or 3 times a week in lieu of washing your hair. And I'm telling you, it'll change the whole game around.
I might have to try that.
I'm telling you, it's going to be great. Another thing is find a barber. I can't put this on an important level enough. Find a barber and stick with him. Okay. And the reason I say that is because when you go to trim, especially if you're not used to growing your beard, you don't know how to shape it to your face. Okay. You're not a, I mean, you might know, you see your face every day. Yeah. But barbers professionally know, I mean, that's how they get trained to work, is to go with the shape of the face. And they see your shape and hundreds of other shapes every single day. So find a barber. That's an old school barber. We got one. I mean, I got one that I go to right here.
5 minutes from here.
Literally 5 minutes from here. They're old school classic barbers, J&M Barbershop. For people listening locally, right on Main Street, around the corner of Main and Grand. Go see, you know, there's Mo, Josh, and John all work down there. Really great guys. And they're all old school. They shave with straight razors, the whole shebang. So find a barber and tell them what the kind of shape you're looking for. If you've got a picture of, like, I want my beard to look like this. So that's, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I did that too. Like, I want my beard to look like this guy. And he's like, okay.
You usually do it with your hair on your head.
Yeah, so like women do it. Like, I want to look like Jennifer Lopez or some shit. Anyway. So either way, so I basically, I went in there and said, eventually I want my beard to look like this. And he goes, well, you need to shape it like this. And then that's what they did. And he goes, if you need, you know, try to do it your best. He goes, I'll teach you how to do it here. And then when you go home, if you need to, you know, do some updates, but like once a month, come back in here, let me do it. I'm like, okay. So that's basically what I did. So every month I go down there and then they, you know, fix the shape, because I don't know about you, but like some parts of my beard growing faster on different sides of my face.
My right side right here from my chin grows so much faster than my left side.
Same here. I think it's on my left side, almost the exact same place, like grows a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, it just kind of happened.
It's human anatomy. Nothing is symmetrical.
Yeah. So find a barber, find a good one. You know, look, you know, if you have friends who have beards, ask them where they go. Don't be afraid to look up reviews on Yelp or, you know, TripAdvisor or some shit like that. But find a barber. They're going to be probably one of your best bets when you're growing your beard, just to keep it growing strong. Now here's probably the biggest one out of all of them, you know, as far as, I mean, patience and all of them are important, but as far as this is the big one, this is where it's going to make or break you having a beard and whether it looks good on you or it doesn't. And that's daily maintenance. Okay. It's not just something that you can, you know, once it starts getting really long, I mean, you can kind of bullshit it a little bit for, you know, maybe a month, maybe two, mm-hmm. if you're lucky. But once it starts getting long, like, you can't do that anymore. Like, it becomes just as important as the hair on top of your head.
If not more.
Because
it gets more judged.
Exactly. Because people think, oh, well, people associate bearded guys with being bikers or, like, I can't wait for they, you know, make us think that we're wizards or something, or bikers or, you know, terrorists or some shit like that, you know, just really awful stuff. So the daily maintenance is what's going to separate you from people thinking that, you know, you're a gentleman and not a biker or, you know, a Civil War general. So here's the thing. Invest in a good beard oil and beard balm. Now, why both? Because you want to use your beard oil in the morning before you go to work or school or whatever the case may be, and your beard balm at night. Now, the beard balm is the heavy conditioner. It's a wax or a butter.
See, I go the opposite way.
No, it's the other way around.
Because I tend to use the balm as styling.
No, it's not meant for that. I mean, if you have wax, it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. but it's not meant to be a styling tool. Mm. It's meant to keep things in place. Don't get me wrong, but it's mainly meant to keep it as a conditioner. Mm-hmm. Like, when you go out at nighttime and you let that, it's a heavy, heavy conditioner. So it's like, you ever see like those Aussie ones where it says, we'll leave in for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like that in a way.
Cause when I was first bearding and looking into it, when Courtney got me my first beard care kit.
You should marry him. I will do your wedding for you. I promise you. Free of charge. You think I'm kidding, don't you?
No.
Okay.
I looked into it because I knew nothing about it.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of the things I found was, unless you're like working around fire, a lot of people tend to use the balm in the morning.
See, I don't think so. I heard from my barber and a bunch of other guys who are, you know, have long ass beards. They only use balm at night. So because when they go to, they do it either once they get home or they do it after they get out of the shower, or they'll wet their beard before they go to bed and do it then. That way, all that conditioner sits on there overnight uninterrupted.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to use beard oil when you go to leave in the morning, it's you're just protecting it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get home, you're washing all the shit out of it and all that whatnot. Mm-hmm. Investing in a good beard oil and beard balm. And like
there's
I said,
so many companies out there.
So many great companies that sell a lot of great products. But
my personal beard oil that I use, because we haven't gotten in from Beasley Beard Care.
Not yet. But I think, judging from what I've been reading, and I think we're going to be switching here pretty soon. So
the two that I use predominantly. One is Mad Viking Beard Company.
Which I've used before, too.
Which is an American company, mm-hmm. so it's wonderful. And the other I get through Duluth Trading Company is, I think it's Simply Good Beard Oil, or it's something like that. It's very mm-hmm. Swansonian in its name. And
we should sew a petition to make that a word, by the way.
Why is it not?
I don't know.
I use it all the time.
Damn politicians. Yeah. So, but like, there's a lot of great companies. Like I said, there's Mad Viking. Some of the more popular ones are Bluebeard, Grave Before Shave. Yeah. I bought some stuff from them. You can find them, most of these companies, on Amazon. Honest Amish Beard Care, that's another big one.
I've heard about them.
I haven't used any of their products, but I hear they work really, really well. I personally have used Mad Viking. If you're, you know, an Odinist like Dan and I are, you would take the names quite considerably, I guess, probably the best way to say it.
Yggdrasil, Bloodhorn,
Ragnar.
Mjolnir.
Ragnar. but they got a lot of great scents, and it's a really great company. It's all American made, and we try to, that's something we also take pride in, is make sure your products are here, are made here at home. You know, it's nothing wrong with buying overseas, but, you know, we want to support, you know, our stuff first, you know, mm-hmm. so. Also, too, not only is the beard oil, and like, here's the thing about beard oil and beard balm, they come in hundreds of different scents. I got a whole shelf full of beard oil in there. It's completely different scents from each one. I mean,
I currently have three different scents.
I have six.
No, four, excuse me.
Yeah. But, and here's the thing about beard oil and balms, too, is it's also important that you like the scent. All right, like, most times, like, you'll get, how do I say this? You know, you'll see, read the scent description, but you're not quite sure how it's going to smell when you get it. Because if you're, especially if you're ordering it online, it's important that your girlfriend likes the scent. Because think about it this way.
Or boyfriend.
Either way.
Significant other.
Significant other person that you is in your life. Mm-hmm. It's important that they like the scent, because you're going to smell it for a little bit and then it's going to dissipate. Mm-hmm. Now, if you
use, you get used to it.
Exactly. So, but if your significant other, there we go, is kissing you or you're kissing them, and they're the ones that's going to be like Heather, my girlfriend, it gets on her. I feel bad sometimes. It gets on her lips. She's like, oh my God, I can smell it. Like it's on my face now. You know, your beard oil is on my face. So it's important for them to like the scent, and like, most common scents probably be or more manly stuff. They have like the Bay Rum, which is kind of the Old Spice scent.
There's a couple
whiskey ones. I like that. There's a company here, and it's actually based right here down the street from us, called Beard Armor. A guy's name's Ray Martinez, and he's a U.S. Army veteran. He makes Florida scented based beard oils and balms. He just came out with one, like Key Lime Pie. Yeah, I was going to tell you. I didn't know if you knew about this. He's on my Facebook page. You should look him up. But he does one. It's a cherry tobacco. Like, they're called different things from here in Florida. From one's called Ybor City, Gasparilla, Key Lime, or Key West. It's, you know, based up from Key West. And I can't remember. He's got another one. I can't remember what the name is. It's Mangrove something.
The Gasparilla one, does it smell like stale beer and regret?
It smells like boobies and beads. But no, and it comes in really, I mean, there's a lot of great companies, especially like where we live and online. So don't be afraid to go on Etsy, check it out. Like, look up different scents, like what you would think you would be interested in. But don't get hoodwinked into buying, you know, a 1 ounce bottle for, you know, $25. That's just stupid. I mean, when I first started buying beard oil, I found a place on Etsy. Lady out of Missouri was making it. I bought 2 ounces for $7.50. And the scents are amazing. Dan, you smell those. So, I mean, and they're made with, you know, high quality stuff. I've never had not one problem since I bought them. Now, I'm happy to be sponsored by Beastly Beard Care. I can't wait for their stuff to come. I know for a fact, as soon as I, you know, we get their package from them, that I'm going to be probably switching companies. So, but like I said, the daily maintenance is a huge, huge thing. Mm-hmm. And a beard oil and beard balm are a great way to start. Now, like I said, use your balm at night or in the morning. Use what works best for your face. A lot of people are different. Everybody has a different face. Everybody has a different beard. That works best for me. I use a beard. I don't use a beard balm so much anymore. I use basically beard butter, which is basically a combination of shea butter, certain essential oils, coconut butter, mango butter, and a couple other things. And it goes on really, really well, and it stays in there. A little bit better than beard balm, in a way. Think of, you know, also, too, one last thing when it comes to daily maintenance was getting a good beard comb or a beard brush. Now, what's that going to do?
Boar bristle.
Boar bristle. And the reason why we say boar bristle is Now, when you start growing your beard out, okay, the ends of it are sharp, and like in the hair is, I wouldn't say coarse, but more, it's a coarse thing. It's a the hair is sharper. Now, what boar's hair does is it basically dulls all that, and it'll help take the itch away too, because
it's an incredibly coarse hair.
Exactly,
the boar bristle.
It's like a really, I can't describe how hard it is. It's almost like, it'll feel almost like plastic in a way. It's really,
I mean, they sell them at Walmart even.
They do.
They're not expensive. I think they sell them at Walmart for like $4.
You can get a halfway. I bought mine. Mine was from Zeus Company. It's made from European pearwood. Ooh. With the boar's hair in it. It was like $10. I think I bought it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I think I sent you the picture of it when I bought it. Yeah. And then it's only about the size of maybe the palm of my hand.
Yeah.
You can keep it. They have other ones that are made of bamboo. The other ones made of different kinds of woods. Those are all great too. I personally just recommend using the boar's hair. Now, once you put your balm in and put your boil in, or your oil in, you go ahead and you comb that through. Mm-hmm. Comb it all the way through. Make sure you get it up underneath. A lot of people have a tendency to forget underneath the beard a little bit, like the hairs that are behind, that are more on the neck instead of being on the chin. So make sure you get those hairs too when you go to put your beard oil in, run it through, and comb all that down using your beard brush. Now, will a regular plastic brush, you know, or a plastic comb work? Yeah, but not as well. Okay, mm-hmm. It's not going to get all the way through. A beard comb is probably your best bet. So, there we go. So, yeah, beard comb, good beard oil. You can get a good starter set of all that stuff for less than maybe $30 or $40.
Oh, easy.
So, like, you get the... Easy. And then, like I said, if you're doing it, you don't need a whole lot of beard oil. Maybe, I know I use a lot, probably a little bit more than I should. I usually about 7 or 8 drops. They tell you maybe 4 or 5, but it depends. Really depends on how your beard is. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, 7 or 8 drops, and you rub it in your hand.
I use a lot because mine stays very soft.
Yeah, I like to keep mine.
I use about a quarter size.
I usually say about a quarter to a half dollar, you know, maybe something like that. Don't get, like, too crazy with it.
Yeah.
But that's enough to keep you hydrated and keep you going for the whole day. And some people do it a couple times a day. I usually just do it once a day and maybe twice if I'm home. If I'm at work, I don't bring that stuff with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the thing I think most guys will have a problem with. My mic's all the way down. Here's the thing I think most guys will have a problem with, and that's asking for help. Like, I'm a dude. I don't like asking for help. It just happens on certain things. But there's other things I don't mind asking. Like, hey, man, I'm dumb when it comes to this. Explain this to me. Now, I did the dumb thing. Like I said, I didn't have much of a father growing up. So I wasn't sure how to beard, and I always felt weird asking my buddies, like, hey, man, like, what do I do? I basically just went on YouTube like, how do I beard?
Yeah.
I watch videos. I read articles. I just wanted to make sure that I was doing all that I knew how to do. I keep a good beard. I didn't want to look like a douchebag. I didn't want to look like it's all out.
Like you're wearing affliction tees.
Yeah. I didn't want to look like one of those guys. And then I wanted my beard to look good. I didn't want it to be all frizzy and all over the place. And
I feel we mention this like every episode almost, but the internet is such a wonderful database of knowledge.
Oh my! You can look up anything you want. You know, it's all right at your fingertips. Why not do it? Mm-hmm. Like, but also too, sometimes you won't get the answers you're looking for, so to speak, on the internet. There's nothing wrong with going up to a buddy that you might know has a beard, or ask your barber. I mean, just don't be afraid to be kind of humble when it comes to this sort of stuff, and be like, "Hey, I'm dumb. I don't know. Can you just explain it to me? Like, explain it to me like I'm 6. Like, how do I do this? Like, what do I need to do? How do I get this done properly?" Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask a question. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, it just happens. Not everybody, you know, like I said, if you didn't have a father or don't have any buddies with beards, there's nothing wrong with that. You know,
there's no handbook for it.
Exactly. There's no like book you can go buy at the store. Like, oh, how do I beard? It doesn't work that way. Everybody's kind of a little bit different. And there's general practices like what we've told you here, but you can tailor make that for yourself. You know, like I basically told you what I do. But if that doesn't work for you, it doesn't mean you can't change it. You know, this shampoo might make you break out, you know, that sort of stuff.
Everybody reacts different to every product.
So, one last thing is, I've noticed this helping a lot, with me, and that's the importance of taking vitamins. Now, bearding, like your beard you are is what you eat. Like, when you eat a lot of protein, like that's what your hair is basically. It's protein, that sort of stuff. You eat a lot of protein, biotin. That's what you're basically, your hair and your fingernails are made out of. Taking biotin supplements, taking, you know, your multivitamin, make sure that you're in good health. Those will all lead to having a better beard. Like if you're fat, lazy, and a slob, you're going to have that kind of hair. And just, you know, I notice how fat people have their hair. It always looks oily. Mm-hmm. Always looks disheveled. Well, because they got too much oil in their body. You know, mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. Like, I mean, I hate saying that. But you know what I'm saying, though, right?
If you don't take care of your body,
you're not going to have a good beard. Mm-hmm. Okay, so take care of yourself. You know, lift heavy, eat a lot, fuck hard. I mean, I don't know what else to say. That's going to help your beard.
Eat a lot of protein.
Eat a lot of protein. Eat a lot of red meat, chicken, protein shakes. Lift heavy weights. Deadlift once in your life.
Deadlift once in your week.
Once in your week. Multiple times, multiple reps.
Or just like three.
Well, if you're going heavy, yeah. Now, fuck your girlfriend or your boyfriend, whatever. You know.
Your significant other.
I got to keep saying that. I'm sorry. We got to be politically correct on this.
Well, no, we just don't want to exclude anybody.
We don't want to exclude. Discriminate.
No, I don't care what you do in your own room.
Yeah, whatever you do in your private time is none of my business. Even if you want to have a parade up and down my street, be my guest. I'll be out there with signs and horns and God knows what else.
And I'll be protesting the protesters.
Like when they receive like those Westboro Baptist Church, like when they are holding up the signs and that guy just comes up and says, fuck this guy.
I love that one.
This guy just said, fuck this guy. And the guy just, like, that sick look on his face. These two shows have been kind of quick.
I got something I kind of want to touch on.
Okay, well,
go ahead. Your beard thing.
Okay, well, you do your thing. Okay.
I'm going to do my mustache thing.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I messed up on that.
No, that's all good. It's all good.
We kind of are going to wrap it up soon, though.
Yeah. I tend from time to time to do myself with a curly Q mustache because I think it's awesome.
Like the old school Brawley fingers thing?
Yeah. And there's three things that go into it.
Well, there's waxes for that.
You need to have wax. There's no way you can do it without wax.
It doesn't work that way.
And when you do it, bring your wax with you wherever you're going.
Yeah?
Because you will have to touch it up a little bit.
You think? Oh, because of the moisture? Like, mm-hmm. people, like, okay, from you screwing with it or just from
No, just being from out? Just it being out.
Okay.
And then hairspray or gel. Because
really?
That is what will hold it.
So what does the wax do then? I'm completely dumb to this. So
the wax lets you style it.
Okay.
And the wax will hold it temporarily. Okay. So then you put the hairspray in it to get a longer hold. And it'll look better.
How do you do that without getting it all over your face?
You should get it all over your face. Have a paper towel and wipe it off your cheeks.
Sure it's hairspray
we're talking about? So wrong.
sure it's hairspray we're talking about here?
Significant others.
Significant others, okay.
But
I'm going to go get you a towel.
And on note.
You're the one who took it to a weird place. I was just following you down there. That's all.
Phrasing. So, on that note.
Okay.
Sorry. I think we're going to go ahead and start wrapping this one up.
All right. So,
You can.
What?
Nothing. I was going to go into my quote.
Well, go into your quote and we'll finish up the show.
My quote comes from a bit of a weird place for Chris and myself.
Uh-oh.
It comes from Christian history.
I think there's such a thing, but whatever.
Well, there's undoubtedly history.
It's like the Christian Science reading room. I just think that's I think that's an oxymoron. I'm sorry.
Well, this one comes from a man who was sainted, St. Augustine.
Oh, which we do have a lovely town in the northern part of Florida. Have you ever been there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. I want to go. I want to take Heather there, man. She's been wanting to go.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful.
We're both into history and stuff. Like, real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Danny.
Oh, no, bye.
I don't know what her deal is, but like she's amazing at finding shows that I probably never would have watched. It turned out to be fucking amazing. Like we watched Idiot Abroad all day yesterday.
So good.
We were literally sitting here and it was raining. It was a shitty day out. We were in stitches. It's just like I'm laughing to the point where I can't breathe. Like, mm-hmm. I am hyperventilating. I thought she was going to have to do CPR. I mean, it was just nuts. I'm like, I never would have. Watch this show if you didn't like. Let's watch something else. We've been watching like Friends, like it's going out of business, which they did, and
goodly,
all kinds of other stuff. She's like, "Why don't we check this out?" You know, because we're both into history and going traveling and whatnot. And I'm like, "Oh my god, this is the best thing ever!" And they got like four seasons of this shit, and we're looking up like all this, like who these people are. Like, was Ricky Gervais and Steve Merchant, I think the guy's name is something like that.
Ricky Gervais can be incredibly funny.
He can be. He is, and he's got some really great quotes that I like too that I tend to put in my life.
Yeah.
Well, you're a hunter, so I can't really talk about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sorry, Danny. Go ahead.
No, it's all good. So the quote comes from Mr. St. Augustine. And the beard signifies the courageous. The beard distinguishes the grown men. The earnest, the active, the vigorous. So that's why we describe such. We say he is a bearded man.
Ooh. The soothing sounds of Daniel McConaughey, everybody.
Once again, you keep messing up my name.
I did it again. I said McConaughey, didn't I?
Yeah, it's McConaughey.
I've known you for what, 3 years now? McConaughey.
Just call me Daniel Mahogany.
Fine. Mr. Mahogany, back to you.
Mahogany is such a beautiful wood.
Well, I figured you would take that better than, you know, me fucking up your name the whole time, because you are a woodworker.
Yeah.
Mr. Mahogany, back to you.
So, closing remarks?
Closing remarks. Okay, well, make sure you go out and check out our sponsors like we mentioned in the beginning of the show, Beastly Beard Care and Armstrong is All Natural. You can find them on Facebook, facebook.com, insert name there.
Mm-hmm. And I will definitely be doing a review of the Brooklyn Leather Care Kit.
Oh, yeah. I think next time we record, let's do that. I'm sure by then our Beastly stuff will be here, then we'll go ahead and do that. But I'm from what I read, I can't wait to try this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also, to check out our design team. He's not a team, but it's one guy. But our design team, Jackson Bickle is his name. He runs Royal Blood Designs. He's an incredible designer. He's done stuff for us that's just, I can't even, like, exactly, like, what's in my head he puts down on paper. I don't get it. I've never even met the guy personally. I don't even know what he looks like or how old he is. I have no idea. But awesome guy. Check him out at facebook.com/ Royal Blood Designs. He'll take care of anything you need, business cards, flyers, logos, T-shirts, CD covers, the whole shebang. And lastly, and so next week's show after this, we're going to be doing something I think every guy has a problem with or has had a problem with it in his life.
I know I've had a large problem with
it. I still do. And like I tell her all the time, like I'm dating so far out of my league, it's not even funny. And it's tips for maintaining or rebuilding your confidence as a man. Like things that'll help you feel better about yourself, feel better about the people around you, you know, things like that to help get you back to, on that level where you're like, I can take this, I can do it, and nobody's going to stop me.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be going over those tips. We got a lot of great things coming up with the show soon. Dan and I were talking probably during the break, and we got some really great stuff that we want to do. We're going to try some different things that are kind of out of our comfort zones a little bit. And that was kind of the point of the show to begin with.
One of my favorite quotes is life begins outside of your comfort zone.
Exactly. And we're going to start trying to bring in guests, you know, here. We're going to have a difference of opinion a little bit that maybe not be our opinion, but somebody's got a completely different eyeball opinion, which we're looking forward to. So we got all that coming up soon, hopefully within the next month or two. I would like to get that done. And we got a lot of great things. So make sure you check us out on Facebook at facebook.com. I had to change things around on that. I think you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
It's facebook.com/ ZOG podcast. That stands for Zen of Gentlemen. ZOG podcast. Find me on Instagram at Zen Gent Chris. Dan, I'm not going to put your name out there.
I mean, you can follow me. I don't post anything about the show. If you like theater
and theater stuff and about
woodworking, you can follow me at Daniel.McConaughey.
Yeah, but you can find me. I post a lot of things about the show, just myself. You can find out what I look like if that tickles your fancy. And Zen Gent Chris on Instagram, real easy to name. Go look us up. Follow the show on Facebook. We're going to be up on. We're always up on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher. That's it for me. Danny, you got anything else?
I just want to, you know, harp on the same thing I did last week. We love feedback. We would always love to hear more feedback.
Agreed.
So
good or bad, we don't care.
Yeah, we can take constructive criticism very well.
As long as you're not a dick about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, be a gentleman. You know, that's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Well, we should how to write a letter. It doesn't sound like you're a dick.
Ooh.
That should be another topic right there.
I think we could do a show about how to write a letter.
How to write
I feel
a
like
letter.
That's a lost art.
Writing letters in general, like not just a business letter complaining about something, but like writing letters to family members or your girlfriend or whoever, significant other, anything. And stop emailing people. God damn, bring the post office back.
Make the post office great again.
Oh, we did that episode. I still got a poster in my mind what I'm going to get for that one. Bring the post office grade again. Find out who started. Oh, it doesn't matter. Put the postmaster general on something. But anyway, so we're going to go ahead and close this week's show out. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll be back again next week with tips for maintaining or rebuilding that confidence that either you lost on your own or some person came in and ripped it from your heart. So, all right, guys, we'll talk to you soon. See you later.